So today we celebrate the Lily of the Mohawks, St. Kateri Pekawita. Her mother was kidnapped in a battle. Her mother was an Algonquin, and the father, a Mohawk, and he was the chief. He kidnapped the mother, who was a Christian, took her home, married her. She bore him at least two children. But smallpox came and killed the parents and the little brother, her little brother, Tekawita's little brother, and left her half-blind and scarred, very much scarred. So when she would go out, she would wear a blanket on her head to keep the sun off, because the sun, she couldn't see well because of her blindness, and the sun just made it worse. And she was, in fact, when they were born, when the Mohawk children were born, they would give them a baby name. So her baby name was Sunshine. They called her Sunshine. And then as the child grows and starts to develop a personality, the parents would give it another name. And so since she was half blind, she would have to feel, especially in the lodges, the longhouses that were very dark, and there'd be smoky fires in the longhouse. And so that would add to her difficulty to see, so she'd be feeling her way. And so they call her, her father called her, or her uncle, who adopted her, said, call her Tekawita, which means she who pushes with her hands, she who feels her way. But it also could mean for them one who gets things done, because she did have her chores and she did do her work. She was very persistent. Well, as I said, her mother was a Christian, baptized Christian, but the child was not. And the family was rather against the Christians, because they had their own gods. They had their own gods that they would call on, especially in time of famine, time of war. And to please their gods, what would they do? They would capture someone and torture them. They would think that the cries, the screams, would appease their gods. And Tekawita, she hated that. She would run off into the woods and try to get away so she wouldn't have to hear these screams. She seemed to have inherited her mother's Christianity, even though she wasn't baptized. Well, at some point, some Jesuits passed through and were allowed to stay for a few days in the tribe, where they were tolerated, rather. And that's where she learned about Christianity. And after that, she wanted to be baptized. She eventually was baptized. But that just made her family and the whole tribe more abusive of her. You know, they would beat her. She wouldn't work on Sundays. It was the Lord's Day. She had to sanctify the Lord's Day. So they said, if you don't work, we don't feed you either. And so she would starve on Sundays. And they would, her adoptive parents even had the neighbors throw mud at her and tease her and harass her. Got to such a point, and they were also there trying to get her to marry, so that someone would take care of her when the adoptive parents would die. Well, there were some Christian natives who had gone north and were living in what is today Canada, and they were living there with the Jesuits, had their own Christian village. So when the Christians up there heard what Kateri was going through, or Tekawita at this point, they helped her get away. She walked a couple hundred miles. Well, some of it was by canoe also, until she got away to this other place where she could live her faith in peace. And she had a great devotion to the Eucharist. She'd get there early in the morning and be adoring the Blessed Eucharist before they opened the chapel. And she died at a very early age. And remember, all this time she was half blind and scarred. Face is scarred because of the smallpox. But an interesting thing, when she died, at the moment she died a beautiful, peaceful death, her face was miraculously cured, and her face shone like it, like when she was a child. And there was an old Indian woman there at the time who knew her ever since she was a baby. And when she saw her, she remembered her name, Sunshine. It was Sunshine. But her baptismal name was Katarina, a form of Catherine. So she had these three names. Her baby name was Sunshine, and then Takawita, because she pushes with her hands. She was a hard worker. And then Katarina, the baptismal name. But this old woman was reminded of her childhood when she saw her flesh cured, called her Sunshine. So we invoke Katarina Takawita today, asking for that same great love of God, especially in the Holy Eucharist.